between Yaakov Avinu and the shepherds when he goes to Haran to Lavan to Beis Lav. Okay, so the pasuk describes as follows: as v'nasvu shama kol ha'adarim v'galu as ha'admi al piaver. It describes the situation that all of the roim, all of the shepherds are all sitting around the well, right? Just sitting in whatever is smoking or hanging out, right? So Yaakov approaches them. Right, and there's a very strange interaction.
Hey, bro.
So it says, right, exactly. Yomer and Yaakov, Achai, me'ayin atem. So first of all, very strange greeting. Achai, right, bro, right. What kind of greeting? My brothers, right? He's never met these people. They're complete strangers, right? Certainly no relation. So why is he calling them my brother? And second of all, it seems like the Torah is recording like small talk, like it's like Jewish geography, right? Right. So he says, "Yaakov, Achai, me'ayin atem? Oh, where are you guys from? Me'charan nafu. Hayadim es. Oh, yeah. Me'charan. Maybe you know him, right? So then he starts asking, what are they up to? What mashlomam? How are they doing? Right. So first of all, it seems strange for Yaakov, to sit around and be schmoozing with the roim, and certainly it's strange for the Torah. Why is this zocha to be included as part of the parsha in the Torah? So the Emes Yaakov gives a very chashuv yisod that we learn from this. Okay, what is this parsha introducing? Right. What is Yaakov Avinu about to do? Right. The next thing he says after all the small talk, right, then he gets down to business. He says, "Vayomer, hein od hayom gadol, lo ese asif amikna, hashkud zonu churo." Right. What does he tell them? He says, "What are you guys, a bunch of bums? You're sitting around in the middle of the day smoking and playing
Shesh Besh,
right? Exactly. What is this? Get to work. Get back to work, everyone. What are you guys doing here? Right. So what was Yaakov's purpose here? What was Yaakov's goal in this interaction? He wanted to give these guys Musar, right? He wanted to give them Tochacha. What are you guys, a bunch of lazy bums sitting around in the middle of the day? There's work to do, right? So what do we see? That in order to prepare the ground, if you want to give someone Tochacha, right, what is the preliminary required step? Is that you have to first establish a relationship, right? To just walk over to someone and start giving them Musar is not going to accomplish anything. If you want to give a person Musar, you have to first establish a relationship. You have to, okay, we'll see the details, right? First he says, Achai, you have to treat them like equals, like brothers, right? You have to get to know them a little bit. We'll see the specific emphasis in the Yaakov, that you have to get them to realize that you care about them. Realize that you're concerned about them. The Rav Gershenfeld told over a Maisa. He says he heard from Rav Hirsch Pillay, was a mashkiach. So he said Rav Hirsch Pillay once started to get involved in general communal affairs outside of the yeshiva. Originally he was working with his bachurim in yeshiva, and then he started to get involved in communal affairs. And he said that he felt like anything he got involved in was a failure. That anything he started to try to accomplish in the broader community outside of the yeshiva, he felt like the people weren't responsive, people weren't cooperating, he wasn't being successful. So he told this to Rav Gershenfeld that when he was frustrated about this, that he went to Rav Kahaneman, the Panavita to Rav, and he asked him, "What's your secret?" He said, "I see that you're matzliach in Yanei Tzibur. I see that you're a leader that the community follows, and when you take on a project, that you're successful in it." So he said, what's your secret? So he said that the Panovitrov explained him, for, based on our parsha, he said that in a yeshiva, the relationship with the Bachrim is the relationship of a father to a son. That they accept your authority, and therefore if you tell them what they need to do, they are obedient to the instructions you give them. He says, when you're dealing with Baal Batin, you're dealing with people in the broader community, he says, the only way to be successful is you treat them like brothers. If they feel that you're looking down on them, that you feel like you're better than them, that you're coming from a position of authority, he said, then there's going to be resistance. They're not going to want to follow you. He said, if they feel like you treat them with respect, that you respect their opinions, you feel a connection to them, then they'll want to join together with you and work together. Okay, so he says that he learned from this parsha Yisod in Yanei Tzibor that to be involved in Yanei Tzibor you have to treat people like achim, like we're on the same level, like we have mutual respect. Okay, that's one bechina of this lashon of achim. Now to go back to the nuance that the Emes Eliyakov is picking up on, is he says it's this issue of that tochacha has to be given from a position of caring and concern for the person. Okay, he brings here the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos, when he describes the mitzvah of tochacha, he says haroach chaveru shechata o shalach b'derech lo tova. Mitzvah lach zero lemuta. He says the mitzvah is to return him to muta. Okay, now already there's an important deal. Okay, a lot of this year is based on an inyan that I heard from Rav Gershenfeld that lach zero lemuta defines the mitzvah of tochacha. Okay, in other words, the mitzvah of tochacha. What is the mitzvah? The pasha translation. The way we translate tochacha as rebuke is misleading. If you translate tochacha as rebuke, it sounds like the mitzvah is to go and make a macha, to go and protest. Right? You're doing averas. I protest. I publicize my opinion that you're doing the wrong thing. Right? So we see that that's not the getter of tochacha b'chal. The getter of tochacha is lach zero lemutav. In other words, it's a goal-oriented mitzvah. The goal is to bring them closer to shmiras mitzvos, right? In other words, if your protest is just going to be marchi people, so then it's not the mitzvah of tochacha. The mitzvah of tochacha is to take steps to try to be machzir them lemutav. If you know mirosh that your protest is not going to help to bring them back, so then it's not included in the mitzvah of tochacha. Okay, so the whole perspective of what type of tochacha to give is based on this definition that the getter of the mitzvah is to take steps to be machzira l'muta. Okay, we'll just throw in another the maisa that goes along with this shtickles. Rav Gershenfeld tells over Maisa that he had with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, that he, you know, was very much considered himself a Talmud of Rav Shlomo Zalman in the sense that he followed Rav Shlomo Zalman's hadracha in Yanei Tzibor, right? That all of his shilas in Yanei Tzibor he would take to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. So it was Yadua that, or he used to tell his kids when they would have these protests at the time, the protests were about Shabbos, was a big thing when there were pirtzas in the status quo of Shabbos. So the front people would go out in the streets on Shabbos in front of the movie theaters or whatever in the streets and block the traffic and make a protest about Shabbos. So Rav Gershenfeld used to tell his family that's not Rav Shlomo Zalman's derech, that Rav Shlomo Zalman feels that's counterproductive, we shouldn't be involved in that. So his kids pointed out to him one time that there was one of these signs up, you know, telling everyone to go and protest about Shabbos, and it was signed by Rav Shlomo Zalman Orba. So these kids were giving him a hard time. You always tell us that it's not our derech, but here your Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Zalman, signed on this protest. So I don't know exactly what age he said, okay, so we'll go ask Rav Shlomo Zalman. So he took his kids to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and they presented the kashya. They said, you know, didn't Rebbe always tell us that we don't participate in these protests? So he said that Rav Shlomo Zalman told them, he said that these protests aren't a mitzvah tochacha. The protests are just going to turn people away. They're counterproductive. It's not gonna help. So I don't know how his name got on the sign. Whatever it was, that's not the story. But he said, "In economy, that's not our derech." So he said, "But that doesn't mean that it doesn't disturb us when we see Chilul Shabbos." He said that of course we need to feel concern when we see Chilul Shabbos, and we should express our concern by showing the person who's Mechalel Shabbos that it disturbs us, that we feel that there's something wrong in the Chilul Shabbos. So Rav Shlomo Zalman described to them, he said, the ideal protest, he said, is that you see somebody driving on Shabbos, he said, you should make eye contact with them and look up, like make a sign like to Shemayim, like you know, what are you doing? How can you drive on Shabbos? Right, so Gershfeld said, so it happened to be that Leil Shabbos, he's walking home from shul with all of his kids, and in Har Nof, somebody comes driving through Har Nof on Shabbos, right? So he says they had just gotten their instructions from Shlomo Zalman that this is what you do, that you make eye contact with the driver, and you show him, like, you know, the passage, what are you doing, right? So the whole Gershfeld family apparently saw this guy coming. They all looked him straight in the eye, and they all motioned, what's going on? And all of a sudden, the guy screeches to a halt, pulls over, gets out of his car. He says, "Oy vey, you're right. I really try not to be Mechal Shabbos, but I was running late and I got stuck. And you know, you're right. I really shouldn't be driving. I'm going to walk home." So the Gershfeld invited him over. He came for the Shabbos suit by Rav Gershfeld. So fine. So that's the tochacha. If we understand the getter of tochacha, we realize that the steps have to be productive steps that are going to bring to being machzir lamuta, and not just to express our own frustration. Okay. Then the Rambam goes on. He says, because we have to emphasize, how do you give tochacha? You tell the person that he's doing avera, he's doing harm to himself. He says, shuchote al atmo, that he's doing harm to himself. B'mais of a rhyme. Shenemar ukeach tochiach uchulu, hamochiach eskaviru bein bitvarim, shebeno bein dvarim, shebeno bein hamakom, you have to do it in private. You should speak softly and gently. You should explain to him that you're giving him this tochacha for his own benefit. Okay. So in other words, the Rambam's method of giving tochacha is the mashal would be if you're trying to convince someone not to smoke. Right. If you see somebody smoking, and you say, You shouldn't smoke, right? So what do? You don't go and yell at him and say, you bum, why are you smoking? What do you say? You say, chaval, you're killing yourself, right? And a person who really believes it, he's really convinced that smoking is dangerous for a person, and he sees, let's say, you know, a relative smoking. So when a person gives tochacha, you have to know what's productive, what's not productive. But I'm saying, if you would try to convince, you know, your close relative, you know, stop smoking, You would honestly feel like I want what's best for you. I don't want you to do something that's destroying your health, right? So the Rambam is telling us that's how we have to feel when we're giving tochacha. We have to feel like we realize that the avera is self-destructive in this world and in Olam Haba, that you're doing something that is against your own best interest, And therefore, I'm concerned about you, right? V'yodio she'eno omer lo elo l'tovah. So I'm doing this for your good. I want you to know that this is not good for you to do this aver. Okay? Now, bipashtus, you could learn the Rambam as a tactic, right? In other words, you could learn that the Rambam is just telling you that, practically speaking, this is the way the tovah is effective, if the person realizes that you're saying it out of concern for them, right? Which is true, okay? And that's part of what the Amos Eliyakov is saying, is that that's why it has to be with this attitude of achai and with developing a relationship, and in that context giving the tokhava, because practically speaking, it's only going to be successful if it's coming from this this attitude of I want to do it because it's in your best. I want you to listen to me because it's in your best interest. As opposed to, in other words, if you say that I'm Kilu, the defender of Hashem, I'm on Hashem's team, I have to protect Hashem from your averas, certainly on a practical level, that's not going to be effective. Okay? Now, the Emes Eliyakov takes it a step further. The Emes Eliyakov warns the Pshat and the Rambam that this is actually part of the definition of the mitzvah. Okay, in other words, yesh lachkor. Okay, there's a you can say a chakira in the mitzvah of tochacha. Is mitzvah of tochacha a mitzvah bein anum chavero, or is it a mitzvah bein anum makom? Okay, in other words, is the etzem reason why you're mechuyev to give tochacha because you have to help Hashem to stop people from doing averos, right? Or is it a bein anum chavero that you're obligated to help this person not self-destruct by doing averos? Okay, so the Emes Eliyakov brings an interesting diuk. So he brings that if you look in the context of the mitzvah of tochacha, the mitzvah of tochacha, it says, "Lost isna esachicha b'olavcha, hochiach tochiach ezo misecha, v'lost isa lavche." Right, the mitzvah of tochacha. So what's the context? He says, just look around the parsha where this is taught. Lo sasu aval b'mishpat, lo sisa p'nei dal, lo sedar p'nei gadol, tzedek tishmor amitecha, lo telech rachil ba'amisecha, lo tamod al damriacha, lo sisna zachila mo'vavcha, lo tikom v'lo titor. Right? So if you look, the whole parsha is all ben adam l'chaver. So the Emes Eliyakov is medayik that from the context we see that the mitzvah tochava is also mitzvah ben adam l'chaver. Okay, in other words, he's learning that it's not just a tactic, that it's an effective way of giving tochacha if the person feels that you're saying it for his best interest, but that actually is the ikur getter of the mitzvah, is that you're it's a bein anum l'chaver that you need to help this person out by helping him to learn to act properly and to do the mitzvahs that he's mitzvah. Okay, so that is the so that's what the Emes Eliyakov learns from this parsha. Okay, so certainly on a practical level, when we try to give tochava, certainly the effective methodology is to create a relationship, make the person feel like you respect them and that you're on their team, and to let them know that your interest in being machzer than b'tshuva is coming from a real honest concern for their own best interest. Okay, let me just point out also along these lines, there's a chassidish vort on there's a pasuk in Mishle, al tochach leitz pentis ne'acha, hocheach, I don't have the pasuk in front of me, hocheach l'chacham, I forget exactly. Maybe. We have to check the exact question of the pasuk. So, but the pasuk reading is that don't give tochacha to a leitz, a person who's a scoffer. There's no purpose of giving tochacha. Right? You'll just get them to hate you. So the chassidish word is that they say al tochach leitz, don't give a person tochacha, telling him you're a leitz. Right? If you give him tochacha, you say like you're such a good guy, you're such a mensch, like pasnish, like it doesn't doesn't fit with, you know, why are you doing these averas? They it's not matim for such a chashuv person like you. But if you come with that approach, then they're gonna take your words seriously. Okay? So there again, that's the methodology of tochach. It has to be building the person up, giving them a feeling that it's in their best interest, that the avera is beneath their dignity. You have to come at it from a positive way. And the Kiddush of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky is to go even further and say that it's not just a tactic, but that's actually the definition of the mitzvah, that is actually the ikar purpose of the mitzvah is to help the person out and not stam a mitzvah bein adam l'makom. Okay? I believe that Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky himself brings, there's a Gemara in Erechin that says that Rav Elazar ben Azari says, Tiyani im yesh bedor hazeh sheyodea lochiach. He says, I wonder if there's any person in our generation, already in the times of the Amoraim, who knows how to give tochacha. Rashi says, what's so hard about giving tochacha? So Rashi says, derech kavod. Okay, that the mitzvah of tochacha is to do it in a way that is shows kavod and doesn't embarrass the person, and that's such a difficult balance to give the tochacha, but in a positive way, that already in the times of the Amoraim that they wondered whether there was anyone around who still knew how to keep this proper balance. Okay, and based on this is the famous Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish who paskins that for certain nafkaminas that we don't treat chilonim as a mumar. Is based on this inyan that a mumar is only somebody who received tochacha, who is instructed and warned, and rejected the tochacha, and therefore the Chazon Ish says that since in our generation nobody knows how to give tochacha with the proper warmth and concern that a person should be effective, so. Only say after receiving that proper tochacha, only then would he become a mumar. And since we don't have people who know how to give tochacha in that proper way, so memela that the chilonim don't get into that hadara of mumar because they never had the opportunity of really being offered proper tochacha. Okay, just one last also Rav Gershenfeld based maiso on this inyan. So. There is a certain Rosh Hashiva, one of the Gdoli Rosh Hashiva of the previous generation, one time he was a Talmud in Slobodka. He was doing something that the altar was not happy with, and one time the altar called him into his office. And as soon as this future Rosh Yeshiva, at the time he was Yeshiva Buffer, later become one of the Chashuv Rosh Yeshiva of the previous generation, when this future Rosh Yeshiva came into the altar of Slobodka, the altar of Slobodka quickly blew out the candle in the room. So the Buffer said, what's Rebbe doing? So the altar of Slobodka said, it's usher to look at the face of Russia. So first I had to blow out the candle, now we can talk. Okay, so that was the way that the altar handled this Talmud. Okay, so who later became a Chashuv Rosh Yeshiva. So when this Chashuv Rosh Yeshiva was at the shiva for this Rosh Yeshiva, so Revolvi was being Menachem the Avelim, and he was telling over this Maisa. And he was saying that he said, you see the shevach of this Rosh Hashiva, that he was able to be machnia himself to the tochacha of the altar. That the altar was so harsh with him, and he didn't rebel against it. He accepted the tochacha, and he obviously great things came of him. So he says that Revolvi was saying over at the shiva, this is the godless of this Rosh Hashiva, that he accepted the tochacha of the altar. So Rav Meir Chadash, the Mashgiach of Hebron, was there at the same time in Menachem Avelim, and he argued on Revolvi. He said, that's not the pshat in the Maisa. He said that if you understood how deeply the altar loved his Talmidim, then you would understand why the Talmidim didn't rebel when he gave them very, very harsh tochacha. In other words, he said that the vort wasn't that the Rosh Hashiva didn't rebel against the stark tochacha of the altar. He said that what the Maisa shows is it shows how the Talmidim obviously felt the deep, strong love and concern that the altar felt for them, that he was able to speak so harshly without them feeling like it was putting them down. Okay, so the yesod that comes out is that it's all balanced. The degree of how firm and authoritative you can be in giving the tochacha is a direct correlation to how clearly the person you're being mochiach appreciates the fact that you're doing it in their best interest, and you really love them and are concerned about them. If you establish a relationship that somebody really appreciates that, then you have the ability to be stark in the way you give moser. But until you develop that clarity in the recipient's mind, then the tochacha is not going to be effective. They're going to rebel. They won't be able to be mekabel. Okay, that's the extreme maisa of how a person has to know this balance. That only if he's able to give over the awareness of the love and concern, only then does he have the ability to be stark in the moser. And that's the achai, that the more that you develop that awareness, the more that you can give the moser. And until you have that, then the moser is not going to be effective. Okay, that's I can.
Yeah, I was going to do that whole thing with 2 words.
What's that? No, he said it on Shmuel with them.